layer of the federal government who are there. As administrations turn over, they stay. They know. They're the legal scholars that Lawrence Gostin is one and James Hodge is another. They're two lawyers based around Johns Hopkins University and Georgetown. And those are sort of the academic institutions where the legal preparedness, pandemic preparedness law, public health law, that's like the core of where that that group of people works. And they did a lot of drafting of these types of laws in the late 1990s and probably drafted or contributed to the drafting of this the PREP Act. So they certainly knew. And I think there was probably at the time, maybe committee chairs, the North Carolina Senator Richard Burr, B-U-R-R, I think probably knew. I think he was instrumental in both the Project BioShield Act and the PREP Act. And I think there's a lot of connection to senators and Congress members from states that stood to benefit from the sort of military industrial pharmaceutical complex that was being built also. So they were, it was a way of them getting contracts for the companies in their states. I don't think probably that the rank and file members of Congress really knew what they were doing.
Yeah.